Well, when the city of Cleveland was making its bid to host the 2016 Republican convention, it wooed the Republican National Committee with promises of investing in and improving local transit. And one result? A major expansion of Cleveland's trolley fleet. And Cleveland isn't the only American city investing in this particular form of public transit. Streetcar systems are popping up in places such as Dallas, Portland, and Kansas City, Missouri. And in Wisconsin, leaders are hoping that a new streetcar will revitalize Milwaukee's downtown. As Marty Michelson of Here and Now contributor WUWM reports, the project has been a long time coming.
A huge drill tears up the street outside the Milwaukee Public Market, just south of downtown. Orange barrels line the roadways so cars can navigate the disruption. It's all part of preparations for Milwaukee's two-mile, $120 million electric streetcar system.
I am betting on the future of this city.
Mayor Tom Barrett has been an advocate for the streetcar project and signed it into law in 2015 after 11 years of contentious debates. He says the streetcar plays an important role in his vision for Milwaukee.
It's all about economic development and connectivity. And in terms of economic development, you're already seeing the fruits of our labor in that you're seeing both private developers of residential and employers who are interested in being in or near the streetcar line.
Streetcars are actually not new to Milwaukee. The city had a system for almost 100 years. It had humble beginnings in 1860, says Milwaukee historian Ben Barbera.
The very first streetcars in Milwaukee were actually horse-drawn cars on rails.
At the Downtown Transit Center, he shows me black and white photos of Milwaukee's first streetcars.
There's a huge amount of bustle on the streets. You see horse-drawn carriages, horse-drawn wagons, and also horse-drawn streetcars.
Barbera says the horses were difficult to maintain and left a mess in the streets. By 1900, a private company built an electrical system. The electric streetcars provided the main form of transportation during the industrial boom to get people to jobs. And they remained popular in Milwaukee through World War II until automobiles took over.
The automobile was becoming much more popular. People liked the freedom of being able to, of not having to stick to a track system in order to get around.
As a result, Barbera says the electric company decided to remove the tracks in 1958. But more than 50 years later, Milwaukee leaders lobbied to bring the streetcar back after a federal study showed the downtown loop alone would generate more than 600,000 rides per year.
We will meet or exceed our projected numbers. I feel very confident of that.
Beth Wierick of the group Milwaukee Downtown has been promoting the streetcar to employers and businesses who've been locating along the route.
If we just look at our 83,000 employees in downtown Milwaukee and our 22,000 residents, we know right there we are going to have built-in passengers that are going to utilize this system.
City officials want to eventually extend the streetcar to surrounding neighborhoods and to other transportation hubs such as the airport. The study indicates ridership would double. But not everybody is on board. Alderman Mark Borkowski is one of the streetcar's biggest critics and is skeptical of the ridership projections.
We're not Chicago. We're not Tokyo. Yes, we have professional sports teams, that kind of thing. But, you know, we don't have the population that is going to make something like this successful.
Another issue is the cost of the project. Joe Davis opposed the streetcar through several years of debate when he was a member of the Milwaukee Common Council. He thinks the venture is a waste of money.
We should be investing that $55 million that we have from the federal government in the areas of greatest needs. That's the only way that we're going to grow Milwaukee's economy is by putting people to work.
But many people who live and work in downtown Milwaukee look forward to having streetcars, including Ann Stukenberg and Marcus Crump.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's a good way to move people around and safely and spread them out to different parts of the city. I think it'll be a good investment.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of, you know, business being that will spring up off the route. So hopefully that'll help us, you know, commercially and economically get more jobs to the citizens.
And as for the high price tag, Milwaukee leaders insist it's worth the investment to build the streetcar in heavily populated areas that have seen a boom in housing and business development. Service is slated to begin in 2018. For Here and Now, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.